Good morning, America. You know what I'm saying? I want to take this time out to welcome everybody to my new podcast. We're going to call this Unpopular Opinion. You know, I'm not going to say a lot of stuff that people necessarily agree with, but I'm keeping it funky. I'm keeping it 1,000 with y'all. Like, some shit people just scared to speak on. I'm going to let y'all know now. I'm going to speak on all of it. But all in all, you know, I thought I'd take this first segment out. You know, I got my tea here. Hold on. I thought I'd take this first podcast here to talk about, you know, a little bit about myself and then some of the stuff I've been dealing with lately, you know, in the daily, I guess. In the workplace, you know, out and about, whatever the case is. I'm sure you can tell by my voice, I'm a young African-American man, you know. My name is Breland H-Y-O. I'm a recording artist. I got a YouTube with my girl, you know. Go check us out, Breland H-TV. Whatever, you know, I'm into a few things. I'm not your average lowlife just doing dumb shit. I'm out here actually trying to win. So, you know, tune in. You might pick up something. You might learn something. But all in all, you know, I didn't want to just jump in. I didn't just want to jump into this hot topic because we're about to press the hot button right now. I'm just letting y'all know now. I don't want it to come off the wrong way. You know, before I even get started, let me set the record straight. I have a lot of white friends. You know, I went to college with a lot of white guys. I played basketball with a lot of white guys. Shit, I even talked to a few white girls before. You know what I'm saying? That's just to say I don't have no problem with them. Like, we cool. But all in all, you know, a small observation I've been making lately is that, and I hope this don't come off the wrong way, I'm just being honest though, I'm not sure what it is about us that makes, I'm not going to say white men, I'm going to just aim it more toward the poor whites, the rednecks, you know, the make America great again type guys. But you know, it's like, for whatever reason, they fear us. You know, it's, I'm not sure what boogeyman stories they're making up in the house before they come out, but these are the same guys, you know, locking their doors when you walk past the car, mumbling little racist shit under their breath, but whenever you approach them, you know, then you're the angry black guys. And it's, you know, it's frustrating, because at the end of the day, I don't know a black person that walks out of the house in the morning and gets mad about white people doing anything except fucking with black people. We really don't even think about y'all. We don't care. You know, some people, you know, they got this self-hate thing going on. They would rather be white. Whatever the case, I don't judge, you know, to each his own. But I just feel like, you know, at a certain point, enough is enough. You know, we should be able to go to work and, you know, get our paycheck to take care of our responsibilities without having to deal with y'all on every level. Like, you got to think about it. This is already a white country. This is y'all shit. We know. We got it. You know? I mean, we built it, but, you know, y'all been printing the money. Y'all had millions back in slavery before niggas even knew to save money. You know, so it is what it is. Neither here nor there. But all in all, that's like, damn, that still ain't enough. You know? You got to deal with the cops. You driving down the street, you getting pulled over left and right just on some profile and shit. They want to see what's in the car. Or, you know, they make up a reason and in court, it's your word versus their word, and you don't get a chance to speak, you know, so that's a loss. But it just makes it that much worse when you don't have to, you know, I want to choose my words wisely. You know, a lot of people do, you know, boss up and start their own businesses and make sure they work for themselves, that they don't have to go into these environments, that they don't have to send their kids into these environments. That's really how it should be. And I feel like every other race does that except black people. It's just this victim mentality where you just feel like we're owed something because of slavery. And at the end of the day, you know, I try to tell a lot of people, you got to let go of the past, you know. I know it's easier said than done, but you doing more damage. This is me talking to, you know, other black people. We're doing more damage to ourselves than they are at the current moment. You know what I'm saying? They do little petty shit and little spiteful shit that make you mad, bait you so you can fuck them up, then they call the cops and get you locked up. You know, that's normal shit. But at this point, yeah, I'm a little older, 27. We know they ignore that kind of shit, you know? You're not really trying to go through the court system and deal with Big Brother protecting them and shit. So you got to just let them feel tough. Or, you know, say what you're going to say, but just be smart about it. At the end of the day, their fear comes from a sense of ignorance. They've been growing up hearing these stories from their dads and their grandfathers. And instead of going out and meeting black people and, you know, seeing if it's true or not, they just decide to rock with it. And, you know, they're mad. They see you dunk the ball, they feel some type of way. They see Steph Curry shooting threes, they feel some type of way. You know, I'm like, it's a few nice white players. Y'all don't got to hate on everything. Y'all don't got to appropriate the culture. Say they call us ugly, then they hit the tanning booth. They say we got big lips, then they go get lip injections, butt injections. You know, they want to be just like us. And not enough black people realize that, and they still, you know, just kind of lost in this whole Matrix situation. But I kind of strayed away from the point. All in all, you know, I wanted to start off with the workplace. I was just working a job. Fuck it. It was a shitty job. Cisco Network, whatever, you know. Supposedly their number one food distributor in the country. That's what they were saying when I was there. But here in Harrisburg, you know, you got Sigma Network and their sister company, which is Cisco. And, you know, I went on an interview at Sigma, but ultimately I chose Cisco. And I found out the hard way that that's just, you know, the white version of Sigma. Like, Sigma is predominantly black. Cisco is predominantly white, which is not a problem. Like I said, I got relationships with white people. I don't care about that. You know, I do business with white people. I got different situations where, you know, we're mutually beneficial to each other. It's never, with me, it's never any, you know, animosity until it's taken to that point. But one thing I also learned about them is that if you don't benefit them in any kind of way, whether it's making them feel cool, whether you make them feel protected, whether, you know, they get bitches around you, whatever the case is, they won't be around you. They're only around you to serve a purpose. You know, so if they want to tell their white friends, oh, yeah, I be in the hood, you know, I got black friends, then they just come around you to see what you do, come smoke with you, whatever the case is. You know, it's all shallow shit, superficial bullshit. But my problem with these rednecks in the workplace is that, you know, none of us want to be here. We all apply for this job, you know, same process. Some might have got hired quicker than others, you know, based on names and fairness of the skin, should I say. But all in all, we were there. And it wasn't enough that, you know, we all making decent money, $17, $18 an hour. A lot of people in there making more. They've been there for a while. They're hitting the incentive. They're going hard. I respect it. You walk in the break room. Not only is there only three, maybe four black people in the entire plant, but they got the one TV, you know, that usually has SportsCenter on, turned off, and everybody's tuned into this Republican channel. I mean, I'm worse than Fox News. I couldn't believe some of the shit I was hearing on this channel. Like, I thought we had a bet. It's literally Mexicans. It's their turn right now, you know. The rednecks looking at black people like, yeah, we don't like y'all, but y'all been here, whatever. Trump said, we don't like the Mexicans, so we don't like the Mexicans. I'm talking about disrespecting the Spanish workers in there. Like, really treating them like niggas. Treating them like they was black. At the end of the day, it was kind of weird, you know. But I mind my business. I stay out the way. If I see something wrong, I speak up. You know, I'm no bitch. But I just felt it was weird that every single day we're watching a channel that's not, you know, singling out anybody. It's being pretty broad with the accusations saying that at the border, there's all drug dealers, murderers, rapists, you know, shit like that trying to get into the country. And we got to protect the country from these people. And it's ridiculous. You know, Trump said what he said to get in the office, but these poor motherfuckers really think that he's in office to fight for them. Like, somehow this is some type of revenge from Obama, and this is what we deserve. It's like, Obama didn't do too much for black people. I mean, last time I checked, a lot more niggas got shot by the cops when Obama was in office. a lot more white people got away with disrespecting our president for the first time when Obama hit office. You know, you're watching conferences, people not shaking his hand. Gas stations all around the South hanging, you know, piñatas that look like Obama from nooses and shit like that. Like, all kind of wild shit. Nobody not calling him President Barack. President Obama is just, oh, Obama. Oh, Barack Obama. Like, you know what I'm saying? Nut shit. Just mad. You know, it's no real reason behind it. But, you know, everything in these jobs are accommodated for white people or, you know, white men. You know, we know the hierarchy is white men, white women, everybody else. They want us to be at the bottom, but we, you know, black people, this is the truth. Like fucking karma, we are the most popping race. You know, we're the, I'm not going to say the best race because that sounds grossly racist. And that's not what I'm trying to say. I love black people. I love my people. But at the end of the day, every other race copies us. And if there wasn't so many black people who were financially illiterate, we would be in an amazing spot, you know. But all in all, people see you get a couple dollars and they coming to rob you. You know, they coming to shoot you. They want to tie your mom up. Just, you know, dumb shit. Ignorant shit. Back to that. You know, but when they run into a white person, somehow they know how to act. We got, you know what I'm saying, niggas calling themselves demons out here. Oh, I'll shoot this up, I'll shoot that up. But as soon as the cops come punch your brother in the face, you stand in there recording like a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's too much hypocrisy going on in the black community, especially in the streets. And it's like, at this point, we just got to get our shit together. You know what I'm saying? We got to learn a little bit and change our situation. You know, stop sending your kids to these environments to beg for jobs from these people who don't even want us there, who won't hire you based on what your name might be, you know? But enough of that. Enough of ranting. I'm going to just say, I might be in a minority here. I might be in a minority with this, but white people, I'm tired of y'all shit. And maybe the rest of the world ain't catch on yet, but I've noticed, you know, every couple of years there's a new race y'all pointing out or blaming some wild shit on. And for whatever reason, it's like the Salem witch trials. Everybody else just jumps on board like, oh, yeah, that is true. Black people do loot KFC and rob, you know, stores when they get mad. Oh, Mexicans are rapists and gang members. Oh, Middle Eastern guys did blow up 9/11. You know what I'm saying? Like, whoever they point the finger at, every other race just jumps on the bandwagon and say, yeah, that's right. They are that. And I thought it was strange that, you know, this year, 2018, school shootings were highlighted. Let me back that up again. Pause. But school shootings became a thing. You know, it hit the mainstream media. And we learned that there's basically a school shooting, one school shooting per week type shit. And in this instance, I might be in the minority here, but once it was identified that white people were doing shit, like they had a flaw, like, you know, usually they blame everything on anybody else. Black people, oh, we rob and steal and kill each other, black on black crime. Mexicans, you know, they're gang members, they're rapists, they're murderers, oh, you know, so on and so forth. But we got y'all pegged for shooting up public places randomly. You get mad at your dad for taking away your Minecraft and you hit up the arcade with an AK-47. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's insane. It's fucking insane. And once everybody started to catch on to it, now we don't hear about it in the news anymore. It didn't stop. Malls getting shot up. Movie theaters getting shot up. You can't even go shopping on Black Friday. You might as well do everything on the fucking internet. You know what I'm saying? Not to mention some of these shootings that they're staging. You know, it's like, these motherfuckers can control the weather. You think they can't stage small shootings to try to get the Second Amendment out of there? You know what I'm saying? Once they get enough white people scared enough to vote guns away, which I doubt it happened, but, you know, the middle class, upper class white folks, they'd be the ones that get scared. The poor whites, the ones that, you know, I'm having my discrepancies with, they stockpiling weapons in the back. I'm saying they got rifles, all kind of shit in the shed, which is weird that anybody I know, if you get caught with a pistol, I know I'm not going to see you for another 5 years. But somehow y'all have knowledge of these white motherfuckers stockpiling weapons on their property. Y'all not rushing in there to confiscate guns and do all this extra goofy ass shit. I've seen so many unarmed black people get shot on the internet, and then when you look at a white guy aiming a gun at the cop, they talking him off the edge. Hey man, just calm down, just put it down. But I can't reach for my license without getting my fucking head blown off. I'm trying not to make this too personal, but like I said, I might be in a minority with this, but white people, I'm tired of y'all shit. It's time for y'all to get it together. Y'all been here long enough. I applaud y'all for what y'all did. You know what I'm saying? Like, over time, like, we all know the masses is wildly stupid. Most people are dumb. And with the media, with the internet, with everything in general, y'all just find a way to keep them lost. Like, keep them looped into some bullshit. You know? And it's like, I think if everybody, you know, cause I think it's pretty much established at this point. There's some cool white people, but not enough white people. The majority of y'all don't like nobody else. And it's like, what the fuck is y'all problem? You know what I'm saying? The real threat is y'all. I don't know one black person that got fired from his job and went back to work with a fucking MK and laid everybody down. It's not realistic. It's not how we think. It's not how we operate. You know? So it's a little weird to me. Not to mention when we talk about targeting different races, we're not gonna forget about how Pearl Harbor went down and how y'all, you know, threw the Japanese and was it Korean people in concentration camps because y'all wasn't sure who was who. That's the most racist shit I ever heard in my life. It's like, we're not just banning white people from movie theaters and shit because we can't trust the few of y'all that be on some wild Columbine type shit. I'm saying you need to be profiling these motherfuckers. You profiling me because I got a Scully on and my hoodie. This motherfucker got a trench coat and some Doc Martens. You know what I'm saying? See what's up with him. Might have a fucking sawed off in his pants. But again, I'm not here to offend anybody. I'm just speaking my truth. This is what I've been going through the last couple of weeks, and I'm fed up. You know? I worked a job maybe last year sometime over at a steel mill. Same situation. I'm in there with all rednecks. And I go in there with an open mind. You know, I don't know much about them. So I'm listening to the way they talk, listening to the shit they saying. And they're all so pissed at the fucking Mexicans. And I'm like, what jobs are these Mexicans taking from y'all? The only jobs I see illegal Mexicans doing is, you know, landscaping and cutting grass. Doing shit that nobody else feels like doing. But I guess since they noticed that it's actually money to be made in that shit, now you see white guys riding around trying to do landscaping, and every landscaping truck on the highway is getting pulled over, the immigration vans being filled up. It's like, it's fucking gross. It's like, just stop with the bullshit, white people. You know? It's fucked up because we want to be cool with y'all. I feel like most people are naturally kind-hearted until they run into white people. And it's like, the one or two kind white people is not really going to make up for the rest of the fucking white people who won't even hold the door for you walking behind them, who will fuck around and spit in your food because you dark-skinned. You know what I'm saying? You go to court with the same charges as your white friend, he going to get probation. You about to do one to three. So it's like, you know, what do you do? You think like, oh, damn, I'm about to just, you know, move out of America. I'm going to go somewhere else. And this is the best place to be. Unfortunately, everywhere else is a little bit shittier. You know, every other place comes with its own bullshit, but what I'm hearing is there's nothing like America. You know, you might want to go visit a few other spots, but you don't want to be there. You don't want to live there. That's a snow-go. But let me ease up off white people. You know, like I said, we all have our flaws. We can acknowledge that. The only people who can't acknowledge that is white people. Every time y'all do some dumb shit, it's, oh, he was sick. That lone person who shot the church up, you know, he was sick, so we're going to buy him Burger King because he didn't know any better. I'm saying Sandy Hook, the reporter getting shot in the boardwalk, a lot of these shootings are fake. You know, when I think about the reporter who lost his job and so he shot the next anchor and the cameraman, it's like, well, the anchor was about 80 pounds, and he stood next to her for 5 minutes cocking his gun back like there was no ammo in it. repeatedly, just over and over. Click, clack, click, clack, click, clack. Somehow she didn't hear it. Somehow the cameraman never heard it. But then he just starts ringing off. He making it rain on both of them. Just shooting. It's a glass window behind her. Now, one of these bullets hit her. She supposedly died. That's the end result. Her and the cameraman died. But like I said, he had point blank range. Not one of these bullets hit her. Not one window or the glass doors that she was running toward shattered. So I'm like, that's interesting. It's interesting that they would even put that out knowing that it was incomplete like that. That it was like bullshit. The same thing with the guy from Cleveland who rode around like it was Grand Theft Auto killing people, quote unquote. I was like, you think niggas can't jaywalk with a fucking toy car without getting popped? You think they gonna let some nigga ride around the state untapped and just kill as many people as he want? This, like, Grand Theft Auto is the perfect analogy for that. It's just like, it's not realistic. Shit. I can't drive down the street. I can't take a right on red without getting my plates ran. So you telling me this nigga's riding around shooting people? It's like, it's too much nonsense going on. And it's all just leaving little pockets for them to say, see, we told you that black people were bad. We told you that Spanish people were bad. It's like, how bad can we feel for the Mexicans when they're now doing the same thing to the Hondurans that white people are doing to them? Hondurans are coming to Mexico trying to get a better life. And y'all kicking them out, talking about they don't belong there. They smoking weed. It's like, y'all is not white. It's like, out of every dope flavor you could be on this planet, why do so many people want to be white? It's not wrong with being white, but I would much rather prefer to be black. You know what I'm saying? We just got a different flavor, a different sauce. Like, we do everything, and it's obvious because they copy everything we do. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I thought I'd just take this first episode to vent my frustrations with white people. And it's just mainly the petty shit. You know, the brave shit, acting tough and, oh yeah, my grandpa said that these guys were killers, so I'm going to show them. It's like, come on, bro. We ain't on that time with y'all. Like, one, we don't like y'all either. If we was putting the pressure on y'all that y'all put on us, y'all would be scared to come out the fucking house. Y'all would have police escorts everywhere y'all went. Like, if we actually came out the house focused on white people and fucking y'all lives up and bullying y'all and doing dumb shit, y'all would be scared to be around us. Y'all would be scared to coexist. But y'all know that we ain't worried about y'all, so y'all go out of y'all way to fuck with us. Hit me. And then as soon as you get punched in your mouth, you call in the cops. It's like, I've never seen cowardice on this level. It's like, it's disgusting to be around sometimes, you know? And it's like, anything you do with, you know, white girls, shit, white people in general, whether it's business, sex, illegal shit, whatever it might be, it's all a risk. All of it. Because the moment they feel like turning on you or saying you did something to them, especially a white girl, she say you raped her or hit her or something, it's over. Your time is up, buddy. You going right to jail for some shit that probably didn't even happen, but you had no business with this girl. You know? That's an D1 football players, they got it bad. It's like, y'all just don't get it. And then y'all fuck the money up. She know the contracts. White people know how this shit works. She gonna take all that money and it's going right back into their cycle. Where you never looked out for your family. You never looked out for the hood. So everybody on this end still fucked up. We all out here trying to figure it out. You know, we could be mad at our parents. You know, but they're victims of this systematic racism too. So there's no way that they would know to be better. You know, we live in an information age now, so it's easier for us to Google shit. It's easier for us to get information on how to do certain things that they literally thought, you know, our parents and grandparents thought was one in a million. It's like, let's talk about Black Friday, Christmas. Like, it's all bullshit. All the time and money you putting into this shit, you going in an overdrive to buy all this extra shit for your kids, and, you know, it didn't teach them shit. All you're doing is just adding them to a fucking cycle that is going to leave them, their kids, and the following poor and in debt. Like, it's sad. You know? I feel like I was all over the place with this podcast, but, you know, all in all, y'all get my point. White people need to do better, bro. And like I said, I might be in the minority with this, but White people, we are tired of y'all shit. Nobody ain't gonna say it because nobody don't want to go to jail, you know, for driving while black or doing no goofy shit. You can't even be anything else but white. And then when you try to be white, they get mad at you. You talking like a fucking white boy out this joint. You trying to be an Oreo. They mad saying you ain't white. Act black. But then you act black and they want you to, cut your hair, pull your pants up and act like you got some sense. It's like, my nigga, get off my dick. How about you just let me do what I'm going to do? You know, I'm not out here bothering y'all. I'm not fucking with y'all. They crossing the street when they see us walking down the strip, like all kind of bitch ass shit. But then to see you, walking by yourself and there's five of them and they want to mumble some little fly shit. Like when I say coward, it's sad because they don't even look at being a coward as a negative. In their mind, it's just like, oh yeah, I totally got him. He punched me in the face. Yeah, so what? I took that and then I got his black ass locked up. It's like, bro, that's not how we operate and where we coming from. Like, you get respect for having heart, for earning stripes by doing shit that you probably shouldn't be doing, but being a bitch just ain't part of the game. You know what I'm saying? The people who are on some scary shit, those are your tattletales and your people who bringing down whole operations because they got caught with a eighth of weed, you know what I'm saying? Or they got caught busting the cell, some shit that they wanted to do, but now they got to take everybody down. The type of person that get caught and say, oh, yo, he caught us all, y'all. Come on, come out from behind the tree. He got us. You know, it's just sickening. It really is. But like I said, I'm Breland HYO. This is Unpopular Opinion. You know, if you got any comments, anything to say, you know, feel free. Feel free to chime on in. You know, I'm not taking anything personal. We just, you know, it's dialogue. We can go back and forth, just dropping a few gems here. You know, all in all, it's hard, white people. You know, I don't know if y'all understand this, but it's hard. Y'all already put us in the gutters. You know what I'm saying? Then y'all see what we doing with this shit. So now y'all want to come back and gentrify the neighborhoods. Y'all want to raise the rent prices and make sure that niggas is moving out that can't afford to be here. Y'all want everybody to be on welfare. Y'all keep cracking jokes and shit, but it's more y'all on welfare than it is black people on welfare. Because we don't need the shit. It's like, not all of us. You know, it is some piece of shit people out here. I'm not going to lie. Some lazy ones. But y'all got a tendency to pretend that it's the majority of our race that ain't shit versus the minority that actually want to do better. When really, it's a few bad seeds like it is with every race that just ain't shit. You know? So it's like, not only are y'all running shit from the law down to these fucking jobs, you got the fucking punk-ass manager who applied for the job just like you did, trying to control your life on a day-to-day basis, targeting you in the workplace. Like, my last boss was literally following me around the warehouse, talking shit. Oh, if you want this job, you'll do this. Oh, if you want to be hired full-time here, you'll do this. And I'm like, pussy, I'll quit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not everybody. Like, this is a job. I'm only here for a temporary time anyway. I just felt like he was trying to break me in mentally, like, just somehow make me happy to be a slave. Like, he wanted people to be happy to be there for 13, 14 hours, go home, go to sleep, and wake up to come back. It's like, that's not how this shit works. Like, I mean, maybe it was some people in their brainwash. I'm not going to lie. These motherfuckers was crazy. But all in all, I just couldn't snap into it. Like, it's just not me. I'm not meant to be a worker. You know what I'm saying? It's just a means to an end. People, HR asked me, you know, you went to Mansfield University. Like, what you doing here throwing boxes? It's just temporary. You know, I got a couple month plan. I'm going to save up. I want to do some shit. So, you know, I do as necessary to get what I want. It is what it is. But the irrational fears that y'all putting on y'all women and these kids, you know, knowing that y'all are the actual threat, y'all are the most dangerous motherfuckers walking around and have been that for hundreds of years, it's just sad, you know? They put something on the news about me and my own fucking mom believed it. So it's like the media is powerful. Everything they have is powerful, and yet they still decide to be the worst people out here. It's like, y'all got everything. Y'all got all the money. Y'all just don't got no swag. Y'all don't get no bitches. Y'all don't got no heart. You know what I'm saying? Y'all gotta learn how to be men and stop being mama's boys all the time. Stop treating y'all women like they ain't shit and they stop coming to black guys. Y'all let us say, oh, baby mama, baby daddy. Oh, he ain't taking care of them kids. But somehow y'all bitches want us. How does that make sense? I don't even have kids. But somehow that's a stereotype. Y'all live off of stereotypes and it's sickening. So like I said, I might be in a minority with this, but I am tired of y'all shit. Real rap. But tune in tomorrow, man. Same time, 7 o'clock a.m. The subject tomorrow going to be about these women. I'm going to go in on them, man. You know, if you got anything you want to say about today's show, that's fine. You know, go ahead and comment, leave a message, whatever you do. I'm not going to take it personal. You know, my opinion might be a little biased, but this is literally based off of my experience. So, you know, take it how you want. I'm not here to make friends. I'm not here to make people happy. I'm just keeping it 100. So, you know. Until next time, Unpopular Opinion, I'm out.